Hi guys, welcome to your message for today. I'm looking forward to today's episode where you're going to be diving deep into some of the messages in this book that I wrote, Transform Every Day, where we look at quotes and then we look at deeper meanings behind it, as well as good questions that we can start to ask ourselves to start to unlock any challenges or blocks that we might have in relationship to these messages for today. And maybe you know someone that you love that's maybe going through a rough time, and maybe this is a message that they just really needed to hear today. Then share that with them as well. So, guys, also remember I'm very well known for having written these big books called Metaphysical Anatomy. So this is the big one for psychosomatics for children, and this is with ailments and stress points and key points also, where we look at how do emotions contribute to our psychological state, our habits, our patterns, our blocks, our secondary gains, as well as also even exasperating ailments or even potentially being maybe able to cause them as well. And yes, of course, we have the kids version as well. So here we have that. If you have kids, if you love kids, if there's something even in your own childhood that you would like to just gain a bit more clarity on, this is going to be a great resource for you as well. And if you love this type of work, then join my intuitive body workshop classes where I'm going to be teaching you how to shift and understand challenges inside of the body and the messages that the body is trying to express to you. And then also we have the Math Level 1 course, because what do you do with all that information once you have it? We shift it, we start to heal it. And then you can join me there, bring two friends, come for free, and we have our weekly master classes as well. I have my spirit guide workshops as well. There's so many wonderful things always happening at yvetterose.com. So guys, let's jump into our message for today. I'm looking forward to this. Day 11. People are like tides and waves of the ocean. Some are gentle and some are destructive. And some of them just never stay on the beach. They always move away, change, and never come back in the same shape, way, or form. This is very true, of course, for you and for me as well. There's always people that come and go. Now, that's okay. Sometimes we don't like the fact that life changes, that people changes. Sometimes we feel, there's someone that we used to get along with so well, and then suddenly there's this incongruency, and you just start to grow apart, and you've learned that you've just grown apart. Like you've healed certain parts and aspects of yourself that created that resonance, but now that resonance is fizzling out. Sometimes we can have a fear come up because, wow, the emotional attachment that we had to someone or a certain type of situation is now being threatened because we don't have that connection or whatever emotional, beautiful flow that person brought in for you. That flow, that connection is now being triggered. Now, here's the thing. If you're finding yourself in a situation where someone around you is changing and you're like, what do I do with this? How do I move forward with this? The biggest question that you can ask yourself right now is, what does that in person help you to emotionally feel in your life that you cannot feel on your own? Whatever the answer to that question is, what steps can you start to take today to bring more of that emotional experience into your life, independently of that person or circumstances? This is the most empowering step that you can take. Why? Because now a person or something else doesn't have that power or that emotional power that you gave them over you anymore. Because people, like the waves, they will continue to come and go. They will always shift and change, which means that if your happiness, if there's an emotional need outside of you being met by someone, it's guaranteed going to feel constantly that this emotion is unstable, like it's always being triggered, it's always being influenced, and you can't find your peace within it. So the more it's influenced, the more we want stability, and the more we resist changes that can rattle the boat. So we start to conform more and more to the person or the circumstances because we want them to stay as they are. We want them to stay. All for the sake of the subconscious hidden benefit. So people will change, and that means that happiness or whatever it is that this person or circumstances is allowing you to feel, it's going to change as well. And that's always going to cause you to feel powerless, out of control, and like whatever it is that you want to experience in life will never come to you because you look for it outside of you. That's the power of having a very powerful and healthy relationship with yourself. So my question to you today is, from who or what do you feel you can or should be calling more of your power back from? So there you have it, guys. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And until next time, see you guys. So guys, there you have it. Also remember to subscribe to my channel, stay up to date. And also I have a free MAC membership website where we have so many courses up there. There's meditations, there's workshops, whatever you need, it's there. There's so many wonderful webinar replays as well that you can benefit from and also to observe and to learn from. Guys, also remember that I have written 18 books, 18, 1-8. And one of many among them are Metaphysical Anatomy and Psychosomatics for Children. So this one is the Psychosomatics for Adults. This one is the Psychosomatics for Kids. So these books are super popular. People love it. If you want to learn more about how your body works, understanding messages behind it, you know, maybe you have that gnawing pain or maybe an ailment that's surfacing and you want to understand what is it that your body is trying to tell you. Guys, these books are going to be absolutely invaluable to you. You can find it at yvettebooks.com where you will also find all my other 18 books. And guys, also remember to keep asking all these great questions. I love to answer your questions at Ask Yvette, where we discuss, you know, life conundrums and, you know, life challenges and just answer questions perhaps where you feel, you know, quite stuck in your life. I would love to share my perspective with this and to help you to resolve perhaps certain pain points that you might be having in your life as well. So guys, remember to stay in touch. There's so many great things that's happening. And also something really awesome is that this book is already also in video format. So imagine 679 medical elements in video format and with also with meditations and healing courses, workshops, masterclasses, everything behind that in our Platinum membership site. So guys, remember to check that out. There is so many great things happening there. So see you there.